broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 1st. Wait a minute. Isn't that April Fool's Day? All right, just wondering. April the 1st of the year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. This is our one of two. We believe in a revolution, not. We believe in a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Go study history. They don't turn out well. But thank heavens to the building blocks the founders put in place. We have the checks and balances to preserve liberty. That we ought to use, absolutely. Good, honest, moral Americans standing together using the system which we've been given to restore the republic. I'm in. How about you? It is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday as well. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Why the heck did Kurt bring up Cheech and Chong, huh? Somehow we got off on Mexican food. And, I don't know. Kurt was telling you how much he loved Mexican. Wait, that was Sam. All right, Kurt was, what were we, El Nino? We're talking about the California's largest reservoir filling way too fast thanks to El Nino. Must release more water. Government talks about Godzilla, but doesn't talk about God. So much rain has fallen in Northern California that federal officials have opened the spill gates, and they're, releasing the precious water. We are really in that awkward time, Mr. Lund said. Is it drought? Is it not drought? What should we do? What should we be doing? I'm not sure anybody's precisely sure, he says. My response is we ought to get on our knees before God and thank him for the blessed rain. But pray that we get rain steadily and consistently, not, you know what, too much or not enough. God controls the weather, my friends. And if we keep his commandments, you know what? We're likely to do well and receive blessings. If we don't keep his commandments, you know what? The opposite's true. We'll lose blessings. All right, just saying. That was hour one. Hour two, we talked about Marquette University. They have moved to suspend and then to fire Professor John McAdams. Why? Because he dared to back a student that, tried to defend one man, one woman marriage in class. The leftist teaching assistant just flat out shut the student down, called him a homophobe, and it goes on and on, a racist. Well, if you stand for one woman, one man marriages these days, you're in trouble. Marquette University, a Catholic university, melting down, going against their core values. We also talked about in Wilmington, Delaware, Terminex. I guess they're going to have to pay, how much? $10 million for poisoning a family. Terminex admitted to doing a fumigation treatment with, what do they call it, methyl bromide? Is that how you say that? All right. And I guess that stuff's really bad news. The affected area is supposed to be sealed. Customers are supposed to stay out for 2 to 3 days. Don't know if all that happened. Very strange scenario. But the government's been backing this kind of stuff forever. There's even government contracts that still use this stuff. GOP launches contested convention website. Man, have they ever done a contested convention website before? All right. That was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. One sad deal. Some people have been calling me saying, hey, what about that sheriff's interview you did last week? How come it's not there? And the answer is we had a computer crash, people. I apologize for it. If we had more money, we could get more recording devices, and that way when one crashed, the other one would still be up, and we could recover the archive. But it takes money. Just to buy a good digital recorder to get what we need done, it's about $1,000. Now, don't call me and say, no, Sam, I know I can get one for $199 over here. I'm talking about a rack mount, legitimate, day in and day out, professional recording device, okay? Not some portable thing that you got to plug in consumer connectivity and all this stuff. Don't call me and pretend you know when you don't know, okay? They're expensive. I'm talking about an industrial commercial, one that can run every single day. We broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, 6 live days a week, every single day. So it needs to be something significant and robust. I'm not trying to spend extra money, but I'm also trying to, you know what, depend on reliable solutions. So anyway, I digress. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. That's for our award-winning talk show. But if you want the rest of the talk shows on the Liberty News Radio Network, LibertyNewsRadio.com, check it out today. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com. All right, that's a quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kurt, if you drank beer, you'd have a tear in your beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why?
Sean Hannity says he's unable to book an hour special with Ted Cruz. He's tried for the last 10 days. Can't get it done, my friend. Fox News host Sean Hannity said on Thursday night that he'd been unable to book an hour special with Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz on his program for the last 10 days. The conservative personality, that's Sean Hannity, made the comment amid accusations from Twitter followers that he was only giving airtime to billionaire Donald Trump. But Sean says, no, not true. I've been trying to give the Texas senator an opportunity on my show, but I've talked to their campaign and they just say they can't do it. Wing of that, Kurt. Poor Sean, huh?
Well, I've heard several times, when I'm traveling or whatever, I've heard Sean interview Ted Cruz. And so I know it's not like he has not done that. And he says that he's tried to make available to anyone that's, a candidate, his airtime. I think he's been pretty good that way. I do know that if you're talking about the most on board and what hosts for Cruz, that would be Glenn Beck, of course.
Yeah, you're right about that. All I'm telling you is that everybody's criticizing Sean for not having on Cruz, and Sean came out and said, by golly, I've been trying to book Cruz for the last 10 days, can't get it done. And Sean, we feel your pain, my friend. We've called Cruz for, last 4 years, Kurt? We first tried to get him to get on the CSPOA resolution, couldn't get a hold of him for that, tried to meet with him in the... We flew to Washington to try to meet with him, tried to give him a chance to meet with us in front of the National Press Club, tried to talk to him about his presidential campaign. We've done all that stuff, too. We get little Sean's pain, don't we, Kurt?
Yes, and, most of the time it's just probably a scheduling conflicts, I suppose, huh, Sam?
Either that or Sean's not riding for the brand enough for the Tedster. Don't know.
Maybe so.
You interview Donald Trump very often, and we're just going to play hardball then and not even be willing to work with you anymore, maybe. Maybe that's going on. Maybe there's a battle between the Seanster and the Beckster, and the Beckster's for Cruz and the Seanster's for Trump, and maybe
and
Ted Cruz is just
Savage
playing hardball, Kurt.
Doing the Trump deal, and, at least that's what I've seen anyway.
Yeah, so, poor Sean. I just can't imagine what it would be like to try to get a hold of one of those guys for 10 days with your massive staff working on that, and you just can't get it done. And, man, poor Sean. What's he going to do, man?
Yeah, that is tough stuff.
All right, Chris in Vegas might have an answer. Hi, Chris.
Well, good morning, Sam. And I just wanted to let you know that I know that you are simulcast with your great True News broadcasting station on many different networks, and there's one in particular that I listen to you on. Republic Broadcasting?
We'll give a big old shout-out to Republic.org and thank John Stattmiller and crew for making that happen.
Well, I was only going to suggest, in lieu of you not having, because of the damage done to your broadcast, Marty Glee's interview, which was really materially substantive and great to hear that Utah sheriff constitutional ideals.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And I looked on Republic Broadcasting to try to find that archive, and I couldn't find that. I was going to get it and copy it and put it up. I need to get a hold of the crew over there.
if you contact John or the board off there, they might be able to assist you with that. I know they record everything and preserve them for future in case they're...
You're right about that. I need to contact them. I looked online to try to find it and couldn't find it, and then I've got a day job, so I've been so busy I haven't been able to follow up. But that is a possibility. It's a great point, and I really appreciate it. You're right.
Well, thank you so very much, but I really appreciate having great guests like Marty on there, and maybe if there's something else later on, I'll help you out. But God bless America, and thank you very much. Keep on what you're doing.
By the way, listeners can record, too, if they want to, and then if this happens, they can like email me the recording, too, Chris. If you just got the spare time and a little bit of cash, you can make that happen in your sleep.
Now, the cash is short, but the time is good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. He's right as rain, Kurt. It's a great idea. Would like to thank publicbroadcasting.org and all the crew, because that's a good idea, and I need to work on that. It's all a time thing, you know.
Just got to do that cloning thing, Sam.
And clone Chris? Amen. I need to eat Mexican food, Kurt. That's my problem. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. By the way, thanks to Chris's reminder to follow up on this, I got a hold of our buddy Dan at Republic Broadcasting, taking care of the engineering down there. We're grateful for his friendship and support. By the way, so Dan is looking for that archive, and if he's got it, we'll bust out and put that up on Liberty Roundtable as well and recover from that. That's a great idea. And by the way, Dan, while you're looking for Fridays, maybe you look for Wednesdays also, so it'll be the 23rd. We missed, I think, the second hour there as well. We had computer problems. The computer just was flaky, and it took us a day or two to get it figured out and replaced and everything else. And anyway, it's all solved. But In the meantime, we lost a couple hours of radio, and if we could recover those, that would be phenomenal. Thanks, Chris, for the reminder, and thanks, Dan, for all your hard work. We know sometimes it's kind of unfair. Kurt's the quarterback, and he gets all recognized. He's like a rock star, and then Dan doesn't even get noticed, and Dan does all the work. I mean, what's up with that? I'm just saying. Anyway, we appreciate you, Dan, and we know it takes a team, and you're part of that team, and we're grateful for it, my friend. You want to respond, mm-hmm. Kurt?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm sure Dan knows that I'm the most important one. And so it's nice to have
it's
guys
nice to
like
you know,
helping out, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Sure. Now, poor Sean can't book an interview with Ted Cruz. He's been trying for 10 days, Kurt. Man, that's just tough. Poor Sean. Now, Trump is used to calling people stupid and weak and everything else, Kurt. But
that doesn't seem very smart.
To be stupid and weak, or to say that
to
others?
No, to call people that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right, but you know what? You better not speak too loudly, because he'll attack you, buddy, and you'll never recover.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
All right.
I recommend
isn't that how he,
kinder,
you know,
gentler nation.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that how he rolls, though?
I'm hoping that he's learning. You know, at least in my opinion, it kind of reminds you of those young teenagers who, you know, there's kind of a phrase that seems like, you might as well leave home, you know everything, and then later all of a sudden the parents, you know, I mean, earlier they think parents know nothing, and then later the parents really got smart in their older age, and I think, I'll bet you could compare Donald Trump today to the Donald Trump of old and think, well, he's, you know, improving. I know.
Well, there's an
Ben
article.
Carson said he was, you know, a little better than.
There's an article that throws back to 1990, an interview he did with Playboy magazine that talks about his same delivery style. He's got a no nonsense bruising style, if you will, and a favorite line on the stump from 1990. We got to be tough. Now, he talks about when people try to sucker punch me, when they're after my A word, I push back an inch of a lot harder than I was pushed in the first place. And then he goes on. If somebody tries to push me around, he's going to pay a price, says Trump. People don't come back for seconds. I don't like to be pushed around or taken advantage of. Now, he says, I will pulverize you if you attack me. Just ask low-energy Bush. Little Marco. And he mocks basically everybody. Well, anyway, the reason I bring all this up, he says, everybody's worked for me for years. Rarely does anybody leave me. I don't know if people are afraid to leave Don, but, you know. Now, I'm not the type to get pushed around or to back down either easy, Kurt. I don't have the money and the wealth to bury people like Trump does, but I will say this. When it came to the interview that we did with your son, Mr. Donald Trump, you were pretty weak-kneed. So was your son. You guys just shriveled before the mainstream press. I have done nothing to you, Mr. Trump, except for giving you plenty of airtime and positive support. Even though I may not have declared my support or candidacy, I've been very friendly to good causes, and a lot of your causes are good, and I've supported them, Donald. What I find fascinating is we do a very good, clean interview. And everything that was said in the interview, your son was going, yeah, I agree. Amen. Right on. And then when the interview's done, you so-called hear that James Edwards is a racist because that's what the mainstream press says. And you believe the mainstream prostitutes over us. We've done nothing to you. And now you disavow both of us. It's pretty weak need when you side with the mainstream press because you're too chicken to take on the race issue. So I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump bringing this point up, Kurt. And I said in that open letter that if Donald Trump continues to capitulate to the mainstream press on issues like this, he will lose the presidency over it. Well, now he's weak-kneed and done it again, Kurt. The Donald is backing down. Headline says this. Within hours, Trump backtracks on question of punishing women for abortions. Now, did you see this, Kurt?
Well, let's see. I think I read about this, and if I remember right, you know, he said what he said was that if it's illegal, then
women should be punished to have abortions.
The doctors performing it. Okay.
Illegal.
I was thinking he said that the doctors performing it would be, punished.
You're right, Kurt, but you only have half the story. Okay. So he first said the women should be punished, and then he backed up and said, well, wait a minute, hold a minute, you're mixing up my statements. I'm saying doctors should be punished. So now the headlines of the mainstream press is he's backtracking. Now you can decide, this is from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Associated Press / The Blaze. Billionaire Donald Trump said on Wednesday that women who get abortions should receive some form of punishment. If it's ever outlawed, then they say drawing swift condemnation from activists from both sides of the, quote, divisive issue. Within hours, Trump's campaign sought to take back his comments and divide them into two separate statements, ultimately saying the GOP frontrunner believes that abortion providers, not the patients, should be the ones punished. He then said, my position has not changed. Trump argued in both statements, like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions. Now, Trump's original remarks about abortion came in a heated exchange with MSNBC's talk show host, Chris Matthews. Matthews asked Trump whether he believes abortion should be outlawed. And after an extended back and forth, Trump said, you have to ban abortion, and there has to be some form of punishment for women who violate such a restriction. Now, that's interesting, Kurt. Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think of that?
Well, you know, at least if we, you know, pretend to believe that we protect life, liberty, and property, then, you know, life would include little babies, wouldn't it?
See? Now, I'm for protecting little babies, Kurt. And I believe if abortions are illegal, women who murder their children under this lie or this term called abortion to make it sound softer, you know what? They ought to be punished, Kurt, for murdering their babies. So should the doctors that perform the abortions. If it's illegal because it takes life, it kills, it murders the most innocent among us, then why shouldn't the women be punished, Kurt? But the sad part is nobody has the guts for this debate. Now, I do agree with Trump that there are some exceptions. Now, I know that some of the Christians will attack me for this, but I do agree with some exceptions. Now, pressed by Matthews on the nature of the punishment, Trump responded that I haven't determined what the punishment should be. Trump also said, should abortion be barred, women could continue to receive abortions at illegal places. You know, we might go back to where women have abortions at illegal places. Now, Trump backed away big time, Kurt. Trump's remarks were assailed by abortion rights supporters, but they also clashed with anti-abortion activists who said they clashed with empathy regarding women who are seeking for a place to have the procedure. We have never advocated in any context for the punishment of women who go under abortion. This lady with a national anti-abortion group says, we'll talk about this. This is crazy.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Media analyses conducted by groups from across the political spectrum have confirmed that President Obama has received exceptionally favorable and even flattering press coverage, which made his chastisement of the media earlier this week difficult to explain, rebuking reporters for what he called false equivalence, or the he said, she said approach to covering issues, Obama complained that most reporters failed to probe and to question and to dig deeper. That presidential homily provoked veteran Beltway commentator Jack Schaefer to write an op-ed column entitled, "Spare Me Your Hypocritical Journalism Lecture, Mr. President," noting that the very congenial audience to which Obama directed his critique was heavy with reporters. Schaefer suggested that they should have bombarded Obama, quote, with rotten fruit or ripped him with raspberries for his hypocrisy. How do we hate Obama's treatment of the press? Continued Schaefer. Let me count the ways. Under his administration, the U.S. government has set a new record for withholding Freedom of Information Act requests, according to a recent Associated Press investigation. FOIA gives the public and press an irreplaceable view into the workings of the executive branch. Without timely release of government documents and data, vital questions can't be answered and stories can't be written. After promising the most transparent administration in history, Obama has not only cut off access to documents, but has aggressively pursued legal action against both whistleblowers inside the government and reporters who have used them as sources. The ATF's Fast and Furious operation, through which gun dealers were pressured to make illegal arms sales to members of Mexican drug cartels, was part of a much larger international gun-running operation that put weapons in the hands of Middle Eastern terrorists, according to a retired military officer investigating the scandal. Speaking to syndicated radio host Alex Jones, investigator Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smith Meck claimed that the ATF's gun-running initiative involved not only assault rifles, but also grenades, grenade launchers, military-grade night vision goggles, and black special forces tactical uniforms. Nearly 5,000 military-grade items were transferred to Mexican criminal syndicates as part of a program that he believes is still underway, and has resulted in resale of weaponry to criminal and terrorist networks abroad. Smith Meck is working on behalf of the family of slain Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was murdered by a cartel operative armed with one of the weapons transferred through the ATF's Fast and Furious program.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I don't know if Trump's getting stupid and weak like the American leaders he speaks of, but Donald Trump backtracked from us in our incredible interview with his son. He shouldn't have backtracked. The interview was incredible. I stand by it and recommend you look for it and listen to it. It was incredible. Trump Jr. was going, yeah, to everything we said. Now they disavow us because the mainstream press lies about who we are. Wow, Donald, sounds kind of weak-kneed and stupid to me. I'm just saying. Nevertheless, the open letter that I wrote to Donald Trump, which he has not got the integrity or guts to even reply to, is still out there for the public to see. But I bring this up because now I mentioned that Donald Trump will lose the presidency if he backtracks on things and becomes weak-kneed and stupid. And he's about to do that now. And you can say, Sam, your issue doesn't even matter. You're just a pipsqueak. You're a little guy. You don't matter. That's how Donald would portray it. He'd just abuse me like that and say, you don't even matter. I think every life matters. Every life matters. That's why the issue we're talking about now is so important. Within hours, Donald Trump backtracks on question of punishing women for abortion. Now, listen carefully. Trump said you have to ban abortion. And there has to be some form of punishment for women who violate such a restriction. So in other words, if abortion became illegal, there should be some punishment for women, said the Donald on the Chris Matthews show. However, hours after that, Donald changed his statement to say, well, the women are victims. And the abortion clinic or the provider or the doctor or whatever should be punished. But the battle rages on about this. Because you got all kinds of weird statements from weird people on this, Kurt. So the anti-abortion people, in my opinion, have a dilemma on their hands. Women who undergo abortions should not be punished, said Marjorie Denefelser. I don't know how to say her name, but she's president of the National Anti-Abortion Organization Susan B. Anthony list. Okay? She's saying, wait a minute, we're not saying women should be punished. Now, as a convert to the pro-life movement, as Trump freely admits, and by the way, that's good for him to trend in the right direction, he sees the reality, the horror of abortions, as a destruction of human life. I agree with that. Now, the March for Life, which organizes anti-abortion events each January in Washington, they said on Twitter, no pro-lifer would ever want to punish women who has chosen abortion. This is against the very nature of which we're about. All right. Now, Trump asked to clarify his position. He says, well, we believe this belongs to state governments. But as the condemnation from all sides mounted, Trump's campaign issued a second statement that rejected his idea that women should receive repercussions for undergoing abortions. If Congress were to pass legislation making abortion illegal, and the federal courts upheld this legislation, or any state were to ban abortion due to law, listen, the doctor or any other person performing these would be held legally responsible. So he backs away because he's getting beat up. Now, here's the problem that I see with this whole thing, Kurt. If the pro-lifers want to claim that a baby is life, and a woman chooses to collaborate with a physician, a clinic, a whatever, to murder her child, how can the pro-life people say there shouldn't be any repercussions for the woman for that? And any pro-lifer would agree with them. They're crazy. Where do you go with this, Kurt? If it's pro-life and if it's a real baby like the pro-lifers claim, but yet they don't support any punishment for the woman who engages in murder of her own child, how does that all work? At some point, you lose the argument of pro-life if you capitulate, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam, and you've got to be defending life no matter where or what the situation, I think.
So where do you go with that?
You know, it seems to me that so much of the best things that we could do is to promote, you know, the solutions, you know, make popular that which is sound. So then you promote the idea of, you know, husband and wife, parents, you know, that kind of thing, loving their children. Or in cases of, where that's not going to work, then at least the idea of the adoption and how you can find all these loving families that are waiting or hoping for children. You know, if you highlight those kinds of things, at least to me, that's, one step in the right direction.
Now, Trump says he's against abortion with three exceptions, Kurt.
All right.
Rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is at risk. Now, I'll be the first to agree that this is not as a black and white issue as we would like. In other words, we've had abortion for so long, generations of women have grown up thinking because the government supports it, that it's legal and fine and good. And just because you make it illegal tomorrow, that doesn't mean that a woman's a murderer in her heart if she had an abortion. So there's all kinds of degrees of murder, Kurt. There's premeditated, there's manslaughter, there's, I don't even know all the legal terms, but my point is that there's degrees of intent is the best way that I might be able to describe it. I would say that we might want to be softer on the women that become victims because to some degree they are victims. I agree with that. But I also agree there should be repercussions along the way by people. We can't just say there's no repercussions. You've taken innocent life, but there's no repercussions, can we? Okay. So that's kind of the battle lines, Kurt. Now, of course, Hillary weighed in. And here's what I find fascinating. The author of the article obviously has an agenda. They say Trump used to describe himself as pro-abortion rights, but said that his position has evolved over the years like Reagan's. Now, they say this. Not only is this an unhinged position, far from where the American people are, but it's sure to endanger women if he were to become president, says the article's author. I guess there's a pro-choice America that says women should be shamed and blamed for their decisions. Hillary Clinton, the leading Democratic candidate, says, just when you thought it couldn't get worse. So the bottom line is, Trump's changing his position in security. He's pretending that he's the same. The fact is he's changing his position because he's getting attacked from all sides and he doesn't have the guts to stand up. I do think if innocent life is taken, abortion should be illegal. And I also believe that, you know what? There should be some type of accountability for women who get abortions. Now, I get that just like getting rid of slavery, it's going to take time. You can't solve it in a generation or in a day. But the founding fathers set the stage to get rid of slavery, and thank heavens they did, and thank heavens white people ended slavery in America. And I support that. I don't agree with or believe in slavery of any kind by anybody to anybody. I don't want a white person to be a slave to a black, and I don't want to be a black to be a slave to a white, or anybody to be a slave to an Asian, or anybody else. I don't want women to be slaves to men, or men to be slaves to women, or anything. I don't believe in slavery. Period. Okay? However, it took a while to change society. And you know what? We still got race problems in America, sad enough. I think we should deal with people, and if they're good people, we should like them. And if they're not, we shouldn't like them. It's pretty simple stuff. However, we can't get rid of abortion in a day either. You've got literally millions of women who have been given abortions. Unbeknownst to them, the repercussions of that. So they are victims, I agree. Should they be punished in the sense of complete murder and put behind bars forever? I don't think so. I think there needs to be a realistic understanding of the difficulty we've created in America with our immoral stance for, what, 50 years? 50-plus million babies dead, okay? At the same time, though, we need to change the game and set the stage for the eventual reality that we need to protect life. But these pro-life people, anti-abortion people running around going, I would never want any kind of punishment for a woman for anything like this. Would never advocate for that. What are they talking about? A woman who takes innocent life should have no punishment of any kind? Then it's going to be pretty hard to suggest it's life, isn't it? So we got this balancing act that needs to happen, Kurt. Trending in the right direction is the answer. Donald Trump was right when he said there ought to be some kind of a punishment or some kind of repercussions. And Trump has often said he's opposed to abortions, which I am too. And then he says three instances of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is at risk. I'm like Trump. I do believe there's some exceptions. I may not as widely agree with the exceptions as Trump does. Some people would say there's no exceptions. The problem is we get into a slippery slope about what is life. My concern is now that Trump has backed away from this, the mainstream press has proven they can control Trump. And it might be the undoing of his whole presidency, candidacy. Just my humble two thoughts. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about the all-critical importance of abortion. It's a critical subject. Does life matter? All right. Should women be punished for having abortions? All those questions are in the mix. I'm calling Donald Trump weak-kneed because he backed away. He said women should be punished. Now he's saying, well, no, women are victims. They shouldn't be punished. Within hours, Trump backtracks. Trump has often said he's opposed to abortion, with exceptions for rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is at risk. I think abortions should be rarely done. I do believe there are times when it might make some sense. It's very, very few exceptions, though. There are some people that say there should be no exceptions whatsoever, period. I don't know where you stand, but it's an interesting tidbit. Trump says American leaders are stupid and weak, but you know what? What about Trump backing away? Why doesn't he stand up? If it's illegal, if it takes away life, should there be punishment? We'll get into that in just a second. Government expands use of abortion pills for first time since 2000. Russia Today. The Food and Drug Administration has relaxed its requirements for the abortion pill. They say that's a move that could expand access to the procedure, meaning chemical abortion, amid restriction on abortion providers, Kurt. So they'll get rid of the abortion providers, just provide a way to chemically murder. Because, again, that's kind of softer than, you know, some of the hostile other choices. And so they're trying to make it a sanitized discussion. Change the words, change the phrases to where it's not really murder and death and destruction and abuse and hostility and pain, and just make it sound nice, you know. Well, there's a pill for every ill, including your choice to say I will, kind of stuff, right? All right, well, there's a next story that I find kind of fascinating. Douglas Ernst has the piece, Kurt.
Douglas Ernst, is that one I sent you?
Yeah.
All
sure
right.
Sure is, sir.
We're talking about, the college kids, right?
Yes, sir.
Apparently the University of California, Berkeley, a lot of good things come out of there, I'm sure. But anyway, they're demanding some new things on campus. Now, it's not like they want root beer in the drinking fountains or, ice cream everywhere, but they do want abortion clinics on campus. They say it's better for their learning situation. Yeah, one individual says, we feel that student health is something that the administration has not been focused on, and it's important for students to do well academically. So in other words, you've got to have abortions readily available for students to do well academically.
First off, you got to just promote sex everywhere for them to do well.
Well,
then,
yeah,
when there's repercussions or consequences of that immoral act, then you got to find a way to get rid of the evidence, Kurt. Get rid of the responsibility. See?
You know. Now, there was one student that pointed out this individual, you know, the, at least the point he says that this is irresponsible behavior. Imagine that.
That kid needs to get shut down like the person we talked about yesterday. I mean, just
good point.
Kick them out, get rid of them. They don't even deserve a seat at the table is what they would kind of say, right, Kurt?
Good point, yeah.
So college kids are now demanding abortion clinics on campus, paid for by your tax dollars, right? I assume.
Well, yeah. And by the way, this individual who bills herself on Twitter as an activist advancing the LGBTQ agenda didn't address the rights of an unborn child.
That's a great point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what some of my wonderings are on this is like, what? What gives?
Good point.
Okay, you know what? Does the unborn have rights?
Very good, Sam. I say yes. When is it a life?
Well, Donald ran away from that, Kurt.
Well, hopefully he'll change and stand up for what's right.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little bit weak-kneed, Kurt.
I know, you know, that... we see this happen so many times with politicians, and I know he's not the standard politician, but what they typically do when they're far away from an election is they have all these principles, and then as they get closer, it seems like they turn into like a chameleon, and they, you know, get both principles, if you will, which means no principles, you know, and that's what we see so much of the time. I hope that's not the case in his case or any other future politician, I hope. I hope we have statesmen, you know.
Man, Kurt, I'm not really sure what to do with you. You're supposed to be like all hostile and stuff.
That's true. I should wake up and really take it.
No, man, I say good for Kurt's comments. He's right as rain. Okay? We don't want people to be hostile. We don't want fighting and destruction and trouble and, okay? We just want to protect life. And I personally wish that's what Donald had done.
Yep.
I wish Donald would just say, listen, people, I'm not saying we need to be abusive to women here, but I am saying there needs to be some accountability when you take innocent life. And those who are involved in that need to have some accountability. Okay? And I'm not saying put women behind bars forever. I realize we've indoctrinated women on this so long that they don't even realize it's murder. And no doubt they're victims. There's no doubt they're victims, Kurt. But at the same time, if it's pro-life that we're protecting and it's life we're taking, there's got to be accountability for the destruction of life. The problem is, we've created so many abortions in America now, Kurt, that because of our viewpoint on this, we've got a situation where it's not even you can't even deal with it in the courts anymore. There's too many, too much. And that's why I say that you can't solve this problem in a day. You're going to have to move in the right direction and set the stage for education and then eventually protect life more and more. You can't do it all in a day. I wish you could, because every life matters. And every day you delay, more death is on the hands of government and on the hands of innocent, but yet participating people. And there needs to be accountability and it needs to stop. However, I don't think you can change it in a day, Kurt. There are cultural realities that we've created that are very hard to deal with, right? That's kind of the problem. All right, well, I guess it gets, I don't know, what do you call it, worse or better, depending on your opinion, Kurt?
Well,
what if
abortions
were illegal, for example?
Good point. You know, at least there's a WorldNet Daily deal where they want you to ask these questions and you're supposed to vote. I mean, I think they got way too many choices here, but do you want to hear them?
Sure.
All right. So they say if abortions were illegal, should women be punished for having them is their question. And then they've got about 15
answers. But they've got manipulated
answers.
There's
a whole bunch of yes. Yeah. You know, whole bunch of yeses, and then it doesn't matters in the middle, and then some no's on the end. So first one is, yes, Republicans should embrace this argument because it'll ensure a Hillary victory in November. Number two, yes, and so should the men who get them pregnant and push them to have abortions. Three, yes, if you think abortion is murder, then why wouldn't you punish murderers? Yes, as long as she was not coerced or a victim of fraud. Yes, it will be unpopular to enforce, but in time it will prove to be a powerful deterrent. Yes,
now that's, by the way, I believe many of the women are taken in fraud on this, Kurt. They've been deceived and indoctrinated for so long.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Good point. Then you have, yes, pro-lifers, distinction between the doctor and the mother who conspire to murder the child is artificial and indefensible. Yes, logically, how can anything be against the law, yet there be no penalty for breaking that law? You have the it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter women who want or feel they need abortions are going to get them. It doesn't matter. It'll never happen. No. Abortion is a woman's right, and a right can't be criminalized. No, so parents force a teen to get an abortion, and then you want to prosecute the poor girl. No, the abortion industry preys on women and lies to them about the humanity of the unborn. No, even ardent pro-lifers think this is an awful idea. No, how would anyone enforce that policy? And with nearly 60 million legal abortions since 73, how do you begin punishing women now? No, it sounds too much like Sharia law. No, it's the abortion doctor who is guilty of taking a life and who works for the evil abortion industry. No, being pro-life means wanting the best for the baby and the mother and helping a woman who has made this mistake find healing. And then you have the choice of other. So those are your choices in a WorldNet Daily poll.
Because of the dishonesty, because of the indoctrination, because of the abuse, because of the victimhood, I do believe there is something to that point to where, you know what, we need to get women help and support for the murder that they're involved in, that they, even though they may be innocent and lied to and to some degree here, you know what, how far do we go on the accountability? So I think there needs to be a time of education and a reality check before we maybe start prosecuting. Because we've lied to people and indoctrinated people for so long now. It's very hard to have people understand and accept the truth, Kurt. The truth is it's murder. Yeah. With good rare point. Exception. The truth is it's wrong and shouldn't be done. The truth is people need to be moral about this. But you can't. There are a lot of young victim women. Should they be punished? How much so? What accountability should there be? See? I think a lot of the answer lies in, hey, if abortions are illegal, how much education are we going to provide about what the options are for women, etc.? This nation shall endure.